Alicia Hamilton. Alicia, glad to have you today.
Thanks for having me.
It's that time of year again, signing day in the Rock, right around the corner.
It's that time of year again. Football's year-round, right? And so now we're in the recruiting phase.
And then you have the signing day, and then you have signing day in the Rock the day after signing
day.
Right,
and that gets you ready for spring practice, right? Because we're all looking forward to next year.
What happened this year.
It's too much of a common theme, though.
I know. It's our second year in a row to say we're really looking forward to next year.
And I think the excitement last year was Brett Bielema and the staff that he had put together.
And how little a time he got a great recruiting class.
And this year, he's already replaced one defensive
assistant
coach, and now he's going to have to replace Chris Ash, who left for Ohio State. But still, nonetheless, the event's still going to go on, and people are going to be entertained.
Right. This is our Razorback Club rally event. Lots of towns have what they call a rally where either basketball coach Anderson or Coach Bielema comes to town, and that's your chance as a Razorback fan to really get to meet them, shake a hand, whereas you don't get to interact with them much on game day in Fayetteville. So this has become our spring event, and it's the day after National Signing Day. So once all the student-athletes have made their commitments, and we know who's in and who's out and who's for sure going to be a Razorback, and by and large, we know that by National Signing Day. Mm-hmm. Then Coach Bielema will present all of that to our Little Rock audience, explain to them, and here's the neat thing that you don't get to read in the paper. We've got a lot of good recruiting writers, but you get to hear from Coach Bielema how he thinks that student-athlete is going to fit into our scheme. And here's what he expects to see out of them year one, year two, and where he wants to develop them to, and what the future that he sees for that player. So that's really neat because you don't always get that story in the paper.
As a fan, you want to hear the coach's vision of the players and team. I mean, no question. You can read the articles, you can call the sports radio shows and ask us, but you want to hear him say his vision for each player and how his vision for that team. It's a great, great opportunity, great experience.
And that's where you'll catch the excitement. When you hear coach's vision, you'll catch the excitement. And like you alluded to, last year we met lots of new assistant coaches. I think everybody but Tabor Johnson. This year we'll meet at least two more, so that's a fun time. They're on the road for the
minute. Hopefully that's it.
Right? Because I like the team we've got assembled. They're on the road from the minute they hit Fayetteville. So really, February the 6th is the first time you'll really get to lay eyes on them. I mean, I know they've done some media conference calls and stuff.
What's the over-under on Coach Bielema wearing his flops again? Didn't he wear flops last year?
You know, I think he's very comfortable in that.
He is, but I don't
or
think.
He had the Hawaiian shirt on.
But he had pants and he had loafers.
Okay, he didn't wear loafers. Okay. But I've been to plenty of things where he had his flip-flops, and I wouldn't be surprised if it was a nice day if he had it again. And you know what? We're glad that he's that comfortable.
Yeah.
It's a big fan party. I mean, yes, you get a lot of the football talk. You get a little bit of X's and O's. You get the vision for all the players, as Matt alluded to. But it is just a fun time with fellow Razorback fans.
And last year it was a tailgate theme, and you had all the tailgate food, and the coaches even spoke from a tailgate.
Right. And we don't do the same thing twice. The Little Rock Razorback Club exists for two reasons. One is for fan interaction with the program and to socialize with other Razorback fans, and the second one is to raise money. So every year we want it to be new, we want it to be fresh, and we want it to be fun. So this year we're working on a little bit of a different environment. We'll be at the Metroplex this year because unfortunately Verizon could not accommodate our event. They have a multi-day event going on that week, so we'll be out at the Metroplex. But it'll still be a fantastic party, and you will never have seen the Metroplex like this before, I promise.
Yeah, I think it's going to be – I've seen what y'all have done before production-wise, and I was blown away last year when the tailgate – the back of the
it was nice.
Tailgate came down.
And the coaches, band was playing.
And the band's playing up there, and then coach comes walking out. How could you not get energized for that?
If you didn't leave energized, something was wrong.
And another thing, though, it was the first time for me, and I think for a lot of people – to see the recruits, their film, because they show three, four, five clips of the players. And the first time you get to see them playing what they're going to do in the next level, as far as at Arkansas playing football.
Right. And we've seen a few of the student-athletes that we're recruiting. You know, if people followed this over the holiday weekend, you know, you got to see them in some of the All-American Bowls, Rafe Peavy, and I know several of the other ones played in them. But, yes, you'll see every athlete and why they recruited them. Here's what they're capable of now, and here's what we think will develop them too. And that's just a really neat event.
And, obviously, last year you got something that the people in Northwest Arkansas didn't get, and that was – you got to see and hear about Alex Collins.
That's right.
Because they couldn't talk about him last year because he hadn't signed yet.
Right, right. Because he wasn't able to sign on the first day of the signing period. And most student-athletes are able to make their commitment on the first day of the signing period.
Unless
which is
their mom
the
runs
Wednesday.
Off with their papers.
Right. Now we know where he got his speed from, though.
Exactly.
Right?
She took it and bolted.
But, yeah, and I know a lot of people were really worried about that. I can remember texting a couple of friends during the middle of the day. All that was anticipated. He had several set of papers, but he wanted it to be right with his mom. But, you know, the stranger things may happen yet. We may have other student-athletes that can't commit until Thursday. I know a couple of years ago, is Austin Tate from Oklahoma? Someone was from Oklahoma, and their town was snowed in.
Tate's from Harrison.
No, it's somebody else. Somebody was snowed in, and they drove their tractor to fax their papers in. You know, they weren't going to. They didn't think they were going to be able to get it on Wednesday. It was 2 years ago, I think.
Yeah, 2 years.
And they drove their tractor to town to find a fax machine because they had lost power at their house to be able to send it in.
I can't remember exactly who the player is.
Yeah, but that's a fun story, and that you get that at this event. That's the. One of the coaches told that story at this event.
Where can people go to find out more information?
Our website is lrrazorbackclub.com. You can buy tickets and get information there. Tickets are $65, reserve seating and dinner. You can also buy tickets at every First Security branch location in Central Arkansas, and that includes Cabot, Benton, Bryant, and Conway.
And Little Rock.
And Little Rock, obviously. But, yeah, we're all around Central. And people come from all over the state. We even have people from Northwest Arkansas buy tickets to come to ours because it's such a fun time.
Awesome. Alicia, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah,
I'm sure
you.
We'll talk to you again before signing day and the Rock hits.
Go Hogs.
All right. And you're tonight, Arkansas-Kentucky. Got a score?
No, I don't have a score. Don't jinx it. I just know we got to win.
Yeah, they do need
I'm
to
I'm on
win.
My way there next.